Hello, this is Horror Chatter, and today I want to talk about P. Diddy, okay? But I also want to talk about DaBaby. Now, I was on my little TikTok scrolling, looking, Instagramming and whatnot, and for some reason, there was an interview done with Shay Shay years ago, and DaBaby was on there. And he mentions a night of partying of one of the parties. And this is what he said. He said, Diddy, he put everybody else out the crib. Like, the influx of people here put him out. But he took a liking to me, in particular around that time. And it was really, you know what I mean? Like, putting his arm around me. Okay, that's not, and this is what they're trying to tell you. They're trying to say that DaBaby is exposing Diddy, but it didn't happen like that. So what I want y'all to do, if you want to know the truth of the matter, go to the actual interview, okay? Because this is why TikTok is in danger of being taken down, okay? I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. TikTok is in danger of being taken down because the lie was carried from TikTok. And then I had to go search it in order to find out what's really going on YouTube. But TikTok was the lie that started the whole thing. Okay. So TikTok, if y'all want to keep your TikTok going, stop lying. Please stop lying. Start doing your research. Start thinking. Just start using your own freaking head and start thinking, people. I mean, if DaBaby did that 4 years ago, then Diddy would have been outed 4 years ago. And I want y'all to think about this, okay? He also said that he put everybody else out the room except, and this is the couple of people that was left in the room, okay? That was DaBaby, Diddy, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. So if something did happen, let's say something did happen to this young man that dramatized him sexually, then that means everybody in that room got an answer, right? That means that Jay-Z knows something, Beyonce knows something, Diddy knows something. That's you talking about some tea. You talking about some tea. That's the tea. Okay, that's tea. I want y'all to understand that Diddy didn't do what he did or get to where he's at right now by himself. Okay? He didn't do all this dirt and all these sexual rapes and stuff. He didn't do it by himself. Somebody had to help him stay under the radar for as long as he did. So what I want y'all to do is to go back, look at the photos from the white party. In fact, go look at all of the photos from all of his parties, and there you will find all the guilty people. Oh, and a couple of victims. Hip hop, music, whatever you want to call it, has been shit for years. Because that's all it is based on is sexualization, violence, and pitting black people against each other. And if you want to know the proof of that, just keep watching in the next couple of months, the next couple of years, the exposures, the people coming out of the woodworks, the sexual exploitations, all of that stuff. Okay? So all I'm saying is use your heads, do your research, and let's get to some truth. So until the next time, this is Horror Chatter, and I want to thank you so much for listening.